An Alicante to Murcia commuter train smashed into a car on an unguarded level crossing in the Orella municipality on Tuesday. The car driver apparently oblivious to the presence of the train or the warning lights on the crossing. The incident occurred at around 3:15 in the afternoon when the train driver noticed a car crossing the railway and immediately applied the emergency brakes. The train was not able to stop in time and crashed into the car, coming to a stop several metres after. The train driver was able to then go and assist the woman driver and summon the emergency services, who arrived at the scene and transferred the injured driver, who was conscious at the time, to hospital. After the incident, the train driver was heard to state his surprise that the train didn't derail, causing serious injuries to those on board. The train had to return to Cayosa de Segura on account of the front being too badly damaged to continue. The passengers were transferred to another train to continue their journey. The Elche Municipal Government has said that it will support the local taxi drivers in trying to find a solution to the problem of legal taxis from other areas taking work away from them and the problem of illegal pirate taxis. The Councillor for Urban Mobility, Esther Diaz, has said that the regional government will be called to help in providing more inspections in the area. In addition, the government will seek to update the local laws related to taxis, which they consider to be outdated. In a recent survey, it was revealed that there are 40 foreign but legal taxi drivers per day using Alicante Elche Airport, compared with the 82 licensed in Elche. These are mainly from Torrevieja, Murcia and Cartagena. And the illegal pirate taxis, which have collectively resulted in a 40% drop in work for the Elche drivers. A recent number plate reader has proven ineffective, according to the government, and so more drastic measures are called for. Both Santa Pola and Torrevieja town halls have announced plans to investigate the possibility of allowing dogs onto the beach in selected areas. Playa La Cartel and Playa de la Gola are the first options for Santa Pola, whereas in Torrevieja, a beach at La Mata is under scrutiny. Currently, El Campeo is the only dog-friendly beach on the Costa Blanca, after attempts to implement the same in Alicante were blocked by the previous government there. And finally, Orihuela peaked on Tuesday with the hottest temperature recorded in the local area, reaching 42.1 degrees at 3:15 in the afternoon. San Bartolomé was close behind at 40.7. 39.1 degrees recorded in Rojales, and thermometers reached 36.1 in Torrevieja. Other areas of the country have peaked at 45 degrees, and temperatures are likely to remain higher than normal for the rest of the week, although slightly cooler than it has been.